Anyone else nervous?
We are
three gay guys.
Two states.
One podcast. Oh my god. It's been way too long.
I don't remember how to do podcasts.
I don't know either. Yeah.
Where do we begin?
I think the last time we checked was back in July last year, so
yeah.
It's been a while.
So today is our 1 year anniversary.
Yay.
Of our very first podcast that we did together last year. And it was on this day that
exactly
last
year
in 2019.
Ago. Yeah.
So this is a new year, new podcast, new us, and we just fucked up that introduction, so.
It is kind of a new podcast. We have new theme music. Mm. Kind of reminds me of a musical.
Yes.
Steve loves musicals.
No, I don't.
So, we've been here this is our second day? Second day?
Second day.
Yes.
Second.
And so, we wanted to kind of change it up a little bit, so we went to the town of Austin, Texas.
Yay.
A shitty town.
I love it. Austin was so nice.
No, it was a pretty shitty town.
Beautiful, beautiful architecture, but traffic was horrendous. That's why Thomas didn't like it.
But downtown,
he loved the
was
town.
So cool. It was like this alternative scene, and yes. They didn't have straws.
Yeah.
It was like murals.
Oh, and barbecue that we had.
Amazing
was
barbecue
amazing.
Place.
And The Walking Dead, basically every block.
There were a lot of homeless, and they did try to engage in physical altercations with everyone, including us.
Mm-hmm.
Steve steered me past them.
Yeah, it was unsettling, to say the least.
Yeah.
It was a first for all of us to head there.
Yes.
Yeah, even for
first and last. That's
first and last.
And we got an amazing tour of the Capitol. Oh, wait. No, we didn't.
Oh my god, it was so annoying.
So there was a marathon going on. So traffic was crazy everywhere. Every single way you turned, there was either a roadblock or a one-way street or cops, you know, controlling traffic. It was awful. And of course, our buddy Patrick wanted to see
The only thing to do in Austin was to see the Capitol building, and it was gorgeous. Everyone else forgot as we were driving home. We drove by, it was lit up, it was beautiful. We all agreed we would go check it out. And
we did not all agree.
Fortunately, no one remembered that in the morning.
So we did not stay in downtown Austin. We stayed on the outskirts of Austin. And so I just wanted us to leave just so that we can go to San Antonio and kind of continue our trip. But Patrick wanted to be a little busy, and so he's like, I want to go to the Capitol. I want to go to the Capitol. It just was super, super annoying. And so, of course, Steve being the driver and being the nicest guy that he is, he obliged. And much to my chagrin, it was horrible. So instead of like going directly on the freeway, we ended up going to towards downtown, and there was block traffic, all kinds of shit, and
we turned on marathon runners.
Yeah, we did.
Beautiful marathon runners.
So instead of getting a tour, Steve illegally parked somewhere, turned on the hazards. I ran to the building and
I think you hardly ran.
I mean,
you briskly walked.
Kind of don't know.
Yeah, you briskly walked.
It was really, really pretty.
But
I held the photos hostage until they did the next thing I wanted to do. Which
this has literally
Alamo.
Been Patrick's trip. Like, from the start, it's been Patrick's trip.
It's awesome.
And,
and it's going great. You're welcome.
Oh, my God. But it was just, I mean, we've done the touristy things here in San Antonio already. The only thing that we have not done successfully is go to the Alamo. And I've been to the Alamo. You've been to the Alamo too, right?
Nope.
That was your first time. Mm. But Patrick's been to the Alamo.
I was a kid.
And we already know what Alamo is. I mean, it's just a building. That's it. And
it means nothing to anyone. No one is told to remember it. Nothing like that.
But it was just super annoying because, like, he in the morning wanted to go to the Capitol and take a fucking picture, even though we couldn't, but he made it happen. And then he wanted to drag us to the Alamo, which nobody wants to go to, but he really wanted to go. So we finally went to the fucking Alamo, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry you guys are bad at going on vacation. All I need is, where is the bar?
Do we have a wings on here, folks?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll chill some place and I'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, we forgot to tell where we are. So we are at Luther's.
Again.
Again. And we were talking about how ironic it is that we're here at Luther's, even though the service is horrible.
It's so bad. Although we did... So last time we were here, we did both podcasts from the same table. It was this corner spot in the balcony, and it was a little dirty when we got here, but we requested it.
Nice. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So we asked for that one. The guy went to go clean it, and while he was doing that, we went with a different host to a different table. So he's probably kind of mad at us right now. But...
some carrots
that I can kill us.
Yes, Patrick just ordered an appetizer, some wings.
You want some?
Yes, I would love some. A couple of carrots.
Go nuts.
Yes.
So anyways, we went to Alamo. It was boring. It was dumb. And Patrick pretended to like it just because he made it a point to make sure that we were going there. I asked Steve on the Uber ride here if he thought, like, on a scale of 0 or 1 to 10, what he thought the Alamo was. I gave it a 0, and he gave it a 7, and then Patrick fucking gave it a 6. So Steve was more excited about the Alamo than we were.
See, this is why I forced you to do things, because I know you're going to like it. But we did more in Austin. There's 6th Avenue, has a bunch of bars, and we went to Jackalope.
Jackalope, yeah.
Ooh, that was fun.
Had a drink there, took a picture on the jackalope. I'm certain someone's gonna fall to their doom off of that thing. It's very rickety and super high. But
and then there was a baby that fell right now.
It was so sad. Baby is fine. We saw the baby. The mom brought her by, or him by, or whatever.
It.
Baby's good. They.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Continue your jackalope.
We were looking. There was at 6th Avenue. Where all the edit this out later. Where the ball bars are. We went to like a video game thing. They had like U-shaped air hockey.
Yeah,
that was different. Thomas dominated. Just could not get the hang of that, and that was
cool.
Really hard. Steve got injured, but he's okay now.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Hurt something, my thumb or something.
Oh my god.
No, you're well. Anyway, who cares? But
oh, yeah.
Who cares? I don't care.
Whatever.
He's fine now. Is the point?
Yeah.
We're super worried at the moment.
He has it wrapped in a bandage, but we think that's just normal.
We checked out Voodoo Donuts, and the line was literally to the door, and it didn't seem worth it. But we went in, and this bitch was at the front of the line. Everyone who walked in, she was giving dirty looks like, "You better not try to cut in front of me." Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for 2 hours.
Hi. Ooh, are there any Roger Queens out?
Yes.
I think they double made them. Let me go back check some.
You know, those three?
These are. This is like a.
This might be somebody else. Me, I was like.
Oh, okay.
You said sriracha, right?
Yeah, these are not.
This
so,
is
these
like
are not
honey.
Hot.
It's like honey.
Yeah, our sriracha is like a sriracha maple.
Yeah, that's what it tastes like.
That's what it is, like maple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then that's it. Then.
So these are not our wings.
No, this is a sriracha maple sauce.
Oh, it is.
Oh.
Okay. So these are it then.
These are.
Do you
want to
taste it?
No, because I guess someone else brought them out, and yeah. Someone's like, "Well, your wings are ready." And I was like, "Okay, these are just sitting up there." But let me go check if they are yours, and they double make them. I'll just come back and give them to you.
Yay! Okay. I hope cool. Those are ours. Free wings.
Example number 53 as to why Luther has that service.
The password is chickadee.
Well, I don't see where they get sriracha flavor in here.
I wasn't going to say anything when I was eating it.
I just thought,
like,
this tastes weird.
I think this is somebody else's wings, though. I honestly think this is somebody else's wings. It tastes weird, but it tastes like pancakes.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It tastes like pancakes.
Yeah, they do.
It smells like pancakes.
Right? That's exactly what it is.
Taste it. Tell us.
It smells like maple. Try one.
I'm allergic.
Oh, what? You're allergic to pancakes?
I'll try this carrot.
No.
Try it.
I'm bottoming tonight.
Oh, my God.
All right. Back.
Save on your douche water. Okay, I get it. I get that.
Oh, my God. Okay, don't forget, we have to talk about the poor podcast that we heard coming up to LA.
Okay.
We'll talk about that.
Okay. But anyway, so we checked out a couple bars.
And yes, he did say he was bottoming tonight. That's why he could not eat. He only ate a carrot.
That was none of us speaking. That was some rando passing by who was commenting. But that's what the cool thing about sitting here is. You can see people come by and
random people.
Anyway, I don't know if we did another bar, but we ended up doing dueling pianos.
Oh, that was so cool.
We didn't have a reservation, so they had bleachers, and it actually said like peanut gallery or something like that.
Pretty demeaning.
Yeah, I was
first for me. I've never done it before. thought it was awesome.
It was really cool. Yeah. We made new best friends.
Oh, yeah.
They're a lesbian couple. I have no idea what their names are, but we're following them on Facebook, YouTube, somewhere.
Yes. So,
okay,
So they both have 10 kids from
combined.
combined. And I don't have very many lesbian friends. I don't have any. And and so like they were like very pleasant lesbians. I know that, you know, you're not supposed to stereotype people, but I stereotype people all the time. And my stereotype of lesbian was very different from what they were. I mean, they were very lovey. They were kissing each other a lot.
Sharing drinks
and holding each other. And anyway, so one of them is a banjo player on the side. I don't think that's her full-time job. And
she's a stay-at-home wife.
Oh, stay-at-home wife.
Mm-hmm.
And
the other one was a nurse.
Nurse, yeah. And so she was talking about how do you play the banjo, whatever? And she's like, I use these three fingers. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, well, that's also to help satisfy my woman or something like that. I'm like, huh.
It's not like a lesbian claw.
Yeah, a lesbian claw.
I had not heard that term before.
So
I do really like lesbians, and I love them. But I didn't.
May I?
Yeah, keep going.
Thank you.
We might get like a whole bunch more. So
yeah, that'd be cool. I'm done. That was kind of gross, actually. Your mom's gross.
If my mom listens to this, Thomas is just kidding. He didn't mean that, and he adores you.
Oh my god, I love how I talk about your mom all the time. And your mom's murking. Sorry, I need another drink quick. So anyways, what were we talking about?
The piano bar.
So they were just—they were really nice. They sat in front of us, and we're all laughing and singing, and they were looking back at us a lot, just talking to us. Mm-hmm. So they were really cool. They were really, really cool.
Well, it turns out, so they're from around here. There are all these cool things to do between San Antonio and Austin that Steve never told us about. So they were chastising him a bit, like, you never took him to the whatever, the swimming hole, and the wine thing, and the tubing.
We have tubing,
you know, at home, but. I guess they do. Thomas was like, what's a swimming hole? Like, it's a hole that you swim in. And I was like, where do you go pee? And she's like, you TT in the water.
Oh, I remember TT. And then she told us she had to go TT.
She was delightful.
She was. They were both delightful.
They were.
It was just.
Thomas,
it just seems like every trip, like, we always meet somebody or some, you know.
We're so outgoing and so friendly.
We are probably the most outgoing people we know between the three of us.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, it's just that we're just super cool. I mean, we have a freaking podcast, so of course.
By the way, we're enjoying some Long Island iced teas.
I'm going to order another one.
Me too, I want another. Patrick ordered some sriracha honey or sriracha something wings, but they taste like maple syrup.
They taste like pancakes.
There is absolutely no heat to them. And I can't even taste the sriracha.
Well, I think the wings that she had in her hand were the ones we're supposed to be getting.
Agreed. But, hey, we might get a free batch of wings.
I keep offering my free wings to people and no one is taking them. A waitress, a random passerby.
We're trying to give them away.
Someone eat these weird wings.
Someone take my pancake wings. So we spent the day yesterday in Austin. And oh my god, so even though the hotel was far away, they had some really cool things about the hotel. Number one, there was a teppanyaki right next door.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us free drink vouchers.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had free breakfast. And we did not take advantage of any of it.
The whole thing was a waste.
It was a complete waste. So it was just more of an inconvenience for it being so far away.
Oh my god, the funniest part though is when we got home, we were going up the glass elevator, so I pressed the wrong button. We were on the third floor and I pressed the fourth floor, and I blamed it on Thomas, because he was like kicking buttons, but it was 100% my fault. So I'm confessing that now. But anyway,
he confesses.
So Thomas
we didn't
was
know that.
Pretending to like pull open, like Hulk open the doors. So when he opened, there was a little girl there. And she was like, oh, you scared me.
Oh my god.
Mm. And wanted to be like, he's drunk, ignore him. But she was like 8, so I didn't want to like, what's drunk, mister?
What does alcohol mean? He smells fine.
Not gonna lie, when Steve told us the hotel he got, I looked at the picture and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, the outside isn't anything to write home about, but the inside was nice. The bed was very comfortable.
Oh man, it's a lot. The pillows, everything. The
this
comforter
podcast
is
brought
great.
To you by Drury Hotel. Find a hotel establishment in San Antonio, Texas.
The bad news is, just like our last hotel, sliding barn door to the bathroom.
Oh my God.
Exhaust fan. Now, this is unusual. I would very much like to talk about that bizarre toilet. It was a well. It went down like at least 10 feet, right? Maybe 15. When you use the bathroom, it like echoed. It had a long range of motion to get to the bottom.
The bowl was very deep and narrow. it was so narrow, strange. Right? It was narrow, and so like when I went number two, I was really hoping that it would go into the water and not on the side, just because of the fact that like it was so, you know. So before we left, we all took pennies and we made some wishes in the well.
My wish already came true.
The Alamo, yes. The fucking Alamo. Forget the Alamo.
Keep going.
Thank you.
Oh, so frequent listeners of our podcast will remember last time Steve was chowing down on a strawberry malt. So ever since then I've been wanting a malt. So I got a chocolate one. Mm. It's amazing. It's almost gone.
Man, I've never had a more watery ranch.
But the ranch is gross.
Oh my god.
This place sucks.
I know. Why are we here?
We need to stop coming here.
I mean, it's just the most convenient location, I think. That's quite enough for us to do the podcast.
God, you need to add salt to that or something.
Yeah, it's a pretty horrible place.
Very watered down.
I like the flat.
I remember when I first got here, Luther's was one of the first spots that I came to, and I loved it. I thought it was great, you know, being new and everything. But now that you're like experiencing it,
yeah,
you know, trying other locations, things like that, when you start comparing, yeah, it just doesn't, you know, good location. There's some great people. They're about to do a drag show, right? What was it, like 8?
It was supposed to be a drag show. Yeah, it's so, like after 8 already, but
Well, it's San Antonio.
It should be starting any second.
Stupid city.
Speaking of starting every second, we may have a special guest joining us today.
Mm-hmm.
One of our super fans has asked to join us.
You said super fans or super fan?
He's the only one I'm aware of. There may be more, we don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the way that our audience viewership is set up, we only have 2 fans. And it's mainly us repeating, listening to ourselves.
I listen to the podcast on repeat to get the plays up. So far, I think it's working.
It makes us think that we have many viewers. Listeners.
But anyway, Steve, tell us about them.
Yes, so this is my girl. If you can't make it out here, it's a shout out to the beautiful Naomi, my newest coworker at work. And she loved the podcast. When I first introduced it to her, she heard it nonstop, all 3 hours worth, and loved it. So we're like, hey, why don't you come join us? You know, my buddies are in town. And she's like, I'd love to. So we let her know, and hopefully she's on her way. But don't worry, if not, girl, this is for you. So you enjoy.
If she doesn't come, she's a bitch. I'm sorry. I'm just going to throw it out there. No, just because you've been talking about her nonstop, about how like she's flaky and that. No, in like a good way. Like, you know, she bakes with flakes. And you love that. You love that part.
I love baked goods. So where were we today? So we stopped by Bucky or something like this.
Bucky's.
It was like a giant gas station, but it had a Walmart inside, essentially. And
it's not a Walmart, but okay.
They had some cinnamon rolls that looked pretty good. When you said flaking, I was like, oh my god, I wish I'd gotten a cinnamon roll.
So cool. Yeah. Bucky's is really cool if you guys haven't seen them.
Yeah,
it's awesome. You ended up getting what, beef jerky?
Oh, got some lemon beef jerky. You can taste that. Oh, still? Oh my god.
So Patrick had some cum this morning and a bit of a mess. Still left on the side of his mouth. We've been thinking it's been an inside joke between Steve and I this whole time.
If it's still there, I'm leaving it.
We finally let him know that is what's going on. Oh my god. But
hey, looks like I got it.
What else happened during this trip? So every trip we've been using Uber drivers, and every Uber driver has been very different. That's something that I've noticed.
Very
we had, I don't know if you've seen the movie Up, but the star of Up was one of our Uber drivers. He was, I think, 90 something years old. And he was actually a pretty good Uber driver. Hello.
He was.
And he said that my breath stank, so he gave me some gum. And that was very rude.
He had like a whole vat of water bottles in the back, and so I
oh my god, yes,
went ahead
did.
And snagged one.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, really perfect timing on the gum because I forgot mine at home.
Yes, it's been, and then we just have like various experiences with Uber drivers.
The problem with this problem.
And that is.
There we go.
Oh wow. Oh, and I still want a slice of pizza.
What should I have next? I can decide if I want wine or something stronger. Copy you guys.
Like a Long Island?
Get an AMF. Yeah.
Ooh. No, I don't want to go that route.
Sounds like the squad is voting for AMF.
I'd rather do a...
What does that taste like?
Honestly, can't think of what it tastes like.
Okay.
It's blue.
Isn't it like sweet? Like
it's
a
Swedish,
sweet
yeah.
or sweet? Like,
see, I don't know. No, I know, but I just don't like sweet. That's a thing.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably even sweeter than maybe a Long Island.
Yeah,
I'm
just
going to
get a Long Island.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Long Island. Yeah, there's two right there. Alamo Colleges.
It says Lawman on it. That's so stupid.
All right, so it is a new year. So we listened to our podcast from the past. And now a full year later, what have been kind of some of, because we haven't caught up all together in a while. And it was funny too, because we actually went to Vegas.
Vegas, we didn't talk about Vegas.
Yeah. Yes, we went to Vegas.
We did a live podcast. I hope you guys listened. It's not available on repeat. You had to have listened live.
You have to have the premium, the
so
premium membership.
If you can't find it, that's why. You weren't doing it live, like we told you to. But it was an excellent, excellent podcast.
It was probably our best podcast
not awkward
ever.
At all.
It was, yeah. We were fully drunk at that time. So, it was pretty
cool. Vegas was fun. I did a...
that was fun.
I did a marijuana pen, and I did it too
yes,
much.
Yes, you did.
Because I felt very strange. And then they were like, let's go back for a nap. I was like, yes, please. Because I'm like, I'm not sure what's real and what's not. So, I don't like this at all.
It was strange when I got there. Got my Uber driver. The very first thing was like, okay, so you want to head over to a... You know, one of our biggest distilleries we got. Not distilleries, our biggest dispensary. Sorry, not distillery, dispensary.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And okay. I'm like, what? For what? And he goes, for, you know, weed, of course. You know, it's legal here. And I'm like, oh, no, thank you.
I'm in California.
I don't like
this
stuff.
Legal there, too.
Yeah, no, I don't like this stuff. Anyways. Yeah. So, and anyways, I'm glad I didn't because, you know, state of Texas... Still couldn't get drug tested, so it wouldn't work out for me if I did. So, no, I didn't do it. And, yeah, but no, he was great. He was like, hey, do you need to, you know, stop at any convenience store anywhere before you get to the casino, whatever? And I'm like, no, let's just go. And it was fun.
Well, because you were late,
to
too,
see
because
yes.
you're supposed to get there early.
Yes, it was delayed.
The roles have been reversed.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh my.
If you guys remember, it
now
was
you know
bad,
how
yeah, for Patrick and Thomas
gets.
In the past.
It was
I know,
fault.
Right?
Bastard.
Vengeance. Getting back at you somehow.
Happy fucking birthday.
That was good. I had a good time. And man, prior to that, I don't think I've been to Vegas in like, like 20
right
years. Get two or
yeah.
three?
No, I want an AMF.
Huh?
Yeah, an AMF.
AMF.
And
okay.
two what's Long your... Islands. So yeah, that was fun. I swear I haven't been to Vegas in like 20 years prior to November. So it was cool to see it. Honestly, to me, it looked pretty much the same, but...
Oh, really?
You know, I mean, I don't know. It's been that long, so... But it was cool. It was cool to check it out again. It was fun. Lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And but oh, so remember that drag queen show we did?
Oh, Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah.
Drag
oh my God. One of the best shows I have seen. And this ain't lying. In my life, seriously, I mean, just with the experiences that I've had, I have not seen a more amazing show. It was awesome with the music, the drag queens, they were amazing. Yeah. The show's got a lot of pictures with them. Remember the drinks we got? All them crazy drinks.
Oh yeah, there was some giant.
Oh, you guys, something. I wish we can show these pictures to you. It was so much fun. It was great. I had a blast.
Yeah, they come down the aisle and like just collect money and. But so my favorite was, the same girl did Britney and Lady Gaga, and she didn't really look any different from act to act. Because most of them looked a lot like the person they were portraying.
Yeah, they sure did.
She was good. Like, she had dance numbers and, like, backup dancers. Mm-hmm. And I thought she was really good. I liked her. But we did the High Roller, so it's supposed to be comparable to, like, the London Eye, I guess. It's like a Ferris wheel. It had a drink thing in it.
That was awesome. Yeah.
I was worried because they're like unlimited drinks, and I thought it was going to like cheat you out by like there was a long line, but no, guy was pouring us extra shots.
Man, he just kept them coming. He did not stop. He actually was prepping them before you even ordered, knowing that you would want more. I mean, who wouldn't, you know, going to Vegas and, you know, knowing that you're going to have unlimited drinks? Sure. So it was great. He was cute too.
Yeah
right. I forget. He was like, I want to say he was like Asian-like, or yeah, Hawaiian maybe, Filipino, something like that. Very cute. He was he even right when we were at the very top of the wheel, he poured everybody's shots. So not only did you just have your drinks that you kept coming, but you had your shots, anything you wanted, pretty much anything that obviously that he had available. But they were all really good combinations to make. Some really good drinks, so it was fun.
There are two armed guards at the door.
I want to say there's security, but one of them was coming from that bar over there.
It's a dangerous place.
And then the other one came to join them. So I don't know. I don't know what that's about.
That's troubling. but there was more to Austin. So afterwards, we went to this place called Oil Can Harry's.
Yes.
So we walked there, so there was like a skate district, and nobody was dancing at all. So the night before, Thomas and I had been in West Hollywood, so we went out the night before, we caught our early morning Saturday flight, and it was super, super packed. I mean, then again, it was Valentine's Day, so there were a lot of people out. There was like a special performance. Some guy had like dancers with him, and he was singing on a mic, and I took a bunch of pictures. I have no idea who he is, but I'm hoping it's someone famous, so later can be like, oh, I touched a famous person.
We'll tell him about the surprise guest, or you know, the guy you gotta see.
Huh?
Star.
Oh. yes. So yeah, it's actually at the bar ordering
some drinks, yeah, but I think we're so good
you,
for...
No, yeah, you can.
Okay,
yeah.
So can we get two Long Islands and one AMF?
One, two Long Islands?
Yeah. Because I don't think he's ordered yet.
Okay, no problem.
I don't think, but he's right there. I don't know if you see him.
He's right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thomas.
No, not him.
Oh, no, hon. Black, with black sweater.
Okay.
Yes, sorry. Thank you.
That guy's like, what?
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. So we just went ahead and got our room set. Next I'm gonna go to the kitchen and get some sriracha.
Well, we do have a tradition of inviting our...
Oh, do you need help with those? Thank you. Well, she came to get a drink. Oh.
So we do have a tradition of getting our servers to do a shout out or something. I don't know if you guys want to.
No.
No, okay.
She's not even gonna get a fucking tip is what's gonna happen.
It's not good service.
Good.
I'm gonna taste.
Here, try it.
Let's see, mixed it? Is it mixed?
It's really pretty.
Yeah, I don't think it's mixed.
Okay.
What did she say when she came out?
She wanted, just asked if we wanted more drinks, and I was like, yeah, this is what we want, but I think he's, like, already ordering it.
Ooh, that's good.
So she went to ask the wrong guy. We're like, he's right there at the bar, so she asked a different guy. Like, excuse me, are you ordering drinks? And we're like, that's not him, that's not him. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah, try that now. Okay. It's mixed. Let's see what you think. So, drinks, Thomas is getting an AMF, but
I'm not getting an AMF.
I'm sorry, not you. Sorry, Patrick. Sorry, man. And we got a couple of Long Islands.
What really amuses me is we keep misidentifying each other. And I feel bad for our podcast viewers because most of them only know one of us. So they're like, wait a minute. Who was the one? So we watched a podcast when we were, or listened to, I suppose, when we were coming up. It was Broke and Gay, I think.
Broke Gays. Broke and Gay.
It was two lesbies and a gay guy. And they were talking about hooking up and... they were on the guy's case because he was giving out the gate code to like their apartment or whatever, and they're like, rule number one, do not give out a gate code. It wasn't as good as our podcast.
No.
Maybe we're a little biased because like we were there, but nope. It was kind of hit and miss. Sound was off.
Really? Yeah, the quality of the podcast was not very good.
Okay. I really hope our listeners are enjoying these.
I don't care.
It is fun. It's fun to talk about them. To just talk, and oh my god, that's like the fifth police car I've seen.
Right?
Well, and then we had the police helicopter a second ago.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I'm getting cold. I'm glad I brought a
dangerous neighborhood.
Yeah. I'm glad I brought a little sweater.
So, do we want to. This one? And then we'll go ahead and pick it up a little bit later.
That works.
Okay.
Sure.
So, we're going to try just because of the fact that. We were supposed to record three, and
here's a mini one.
This is a mini one. This is like a little taste. I would call it a little crumb.
I'm gonna call it an amuse bouche. Are your bouches amused?
I'm gonna call it a merkin. That's what I'm gonna call it.
I really wish you would. Yeah. If you don't know what that is, don't look it up.
Yeah, Google it.
You don't
please don't.
It's,
oh
it's
my
better
God.
If you don't.
Yeah, Patrick's mom has one of the best merkins.
You should really not be talking about that. I am embarrassed for you.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and close it up. And we'll go ahead and do, even though we have different music, we will always close it with our signature.
Yay. So?
So,
we are
three gay guys.
Two states.
And one podcast.
Good night, guys.
All right.
Bye, toodles. Friends.
We are three gay guys.
Two states.
One podcast.
Hey guys.
So fast.
Hey guys, is this thing on? Is this thing on? Hey guys,
so
I'm
fast?
Steve. You're my buddies. Dude, you know, we totally decided to come back to Luther's Cafe. So this is exactly like yesterday's edition.
But different. So listen again.
Yes, definitely different. So you guys, in the past 20 minutes, it cooled down so much. Mm. It feels really good.
Mm. It does.
Especially we got our ice waters, you know, Long Island iced tea. I'll be having a strawberry malt coming out. So
yeah,
looking forward to that, guys. So
I'm DJ Patrick.
Yes.
You will be hearing from me throughout the night as I randomly shout, DJ Patrick.
Yeah.
I hear that's in and people like that. So I'll be doing that.
And so we decided the title of this podcast is going to be the Tongue Brush Special.
I'm like, I already forgot. You just told me.
Tongue Brush Special.
You guys, please listen to the previous one. Night. Yes, please listen to the previous one. You'll know exactly what we're talking about. So, yeah, we made it back out to Luther's. Beautiful night out here. It's a little less crowded than yesterday or even the previous night. This is our third and final night.
Those legs.
Here in San Antonio. Wait a minute. Yes, beautiful
wow.
legs.
Legs for days.
Yes. So my buddies unfortunately are leaving tomorrow. I'm so sad.
This is the yes, I'm to so all sad. Our friends out there.
It's almost
NYC KEY.
I don't know what's happening.
sorry.
I mean, it was a good
reverted
thing.
Reverted to my childhood.
It was great times, right?
I was confused.
Definitely great times.
Really good.
What do we have to eat today? first thing we woke up.
Cracker Barrel.
Oh, like,
we finally went to Cracker Barrel.
Guys, yes.
Why is it that we always talk about food?
Yes. I was just going to say, we do other stuff aside from eat. I just can't remember right now.
But it was our first time at Cracker Barrel. And that was...
Yes, please.
Yeah, no, it was
tell
good.
Us what you think.
Good. It was good.
I just heard, I don't know where I heard it, just like on like comedy shows or whatever, like everyone was making fun of it like a lot, like it's super white and it's really country, and I'm like, what is this all about? I want to find out more. It was really, I mean, so unhealthy. I had a side of fruit. It was 6 blueberries and a piece of pineapple. I was like, this is the side of fresh fruit?
Oh, that's so true. It was like, I just, they were like, the like, red alert, the red alert went back in the kitchen. They're like, someone actually ordered fruit.
We've had these blueberries since we built this building. No one has ordered it.
Because there are so many options for the sides. It's like grits, carbs, yeah. mashed potatoes, carbs, like
mac and cheese,
and a side of fruit.
Some sort of. And when the waitress brought it, Thomas said, "Fruit for the fruit." I'm like, okay.
No, I think the waitress actually thought we were playing a joke on her.
She was cute.
Oh,
I like my gosh, she was all bubbly.
She was fun.
And she said,
she wouldn't miss a beat either. We would just throw something at her, she'd come right back.
And Steve still refused to tip her.
I know. She said something about her color, and I'm like, oh my god, she's the same color as you. Get over it, bitch.
We're all the same here.
So, yeah, guys, seriously. If you ever have a chance, go to Cracker Barrel. That place is amazing. Can't wait. This time, I normally like to go have my breakfast. I love the breakfast. They're delicious. This time I decided to go with the Southern Fried Chicken, which was bomb. Oh my god,
really
the
good.
Crispiest chicken I've ever had.
But it was a lot was smaller so than good. I thought. So when we were waiting, they literally like were calling like five, like
five
people
tables.
At a time.
Yes,
yeah,
tables,
they were like,
tables, five
okay,
tables
you know, Sonia, table of 17.
Oh, it's a tank top. Okay. Wait, is that the same guy?
Yeah.
Yes, same guy. He's doing okay, a circuit.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's like, I know about that.
Tina table two. And so it's literally, I'm thinking, oh my god, like, and they were doing it like every 5 seconds. I'm like, oh my god, this must be like
how
a
big
huge
is this place.
I know.
And we walked in, it was not that big. I was not impressed.
Yeah.
Not impressed.
Okay.
All
right.
Well,
thank you.
So this is for me.
So what is your name, sir?
Francisco.
Francisco.
Sorry,
we got, not at all. We got our podcast going, so feel free to, yes, feel free
would
to
you like to say hi to
chime
viewers,
in.
Francisco?
You want to say hello?
Who are you? Where are you from?
We're recording
right
here.
I'm from right here. I'm the waiter at Luther's, but I'm here from San Antonio.
Excellent. You know, yesterday we had Joseph.
Joseph.
Give a shout
Joseph,
out.
The one that was.
He's here. I saw him.
Yeah. We're both new. Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Did you say you're woozy?
Huh?
What did you say when you got here?
Oh,
sorry.
I'm busy.
I'm busy. No, busy. No. Yeah. I'm good. I'm healthy.
I was like, can we have a new waiter? Somebody's not drunk.
No, I'm good.
Like, this is a much smaller glass than I'm used to.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, it's a wider one. I don't know where we get those from. That's new.
Okay. I got the new one. Nice.
Yeah. So it looks smaller. It's just wider.
No, I was teasing you like you drank some.
But...
Huh?
Anyways,
gentlemen,
were you going to get any food today or are you just drinking for right now?
Yeah, just drinking for right now. Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
Sir.
I'll be back to feature on your...
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Prepare your introduction.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, I just delivered the most beautiful looking strawberry malt. Oh, my God. Oh. That was the cherry.
Oh, this is good.
With the whipped cream on top.
Oh, this is really good. I know I say it every time, but I'm in love. When we first got here, I was like, ew, I hate you. You're straight and you're gross and I hate you. But I like him now. Mm-hmm. Not that straight people are gross, but he was.
Kinda
but
cute.
Now he's not anymore.
Kind of cute. Oh my god, this strawberry malt is so good. It's melting all over. Hold on.
That's what she said.
DJ Patrick.
Oh, that was perfect timing.
Don't forget. I'm part of this.
Oh my god, if you guys ever had a malt, it doesn't matter what flavor, just the malt makes the shake so much better.
I love
malt. Oh my god. You gotta try this, Patrick?
I love malt.
Patrick has to try this.
I will.
Okay, pass it around. Not yet. Okay.
It's leaking everywhere.
It doesn't compare to the Long Island and the Chardonnay.
I mean, this is, it is kind of small.
So, so DJ Patrick's running joke is the fact that we talked earlier today about how DJ Khalid is not really all that talented. And what? He just surrounds himself.
I think he's attractive.
He surrounds himself with all these people, and then he has to remind people that he's there still, so he just announces his name randomly in songs. And so Patrick decided that just so that people don't forget him in the podcast, yeah, that he's just going to randomly... Yeah, very forgettable.
Well, he's successful. Did you guys see his disastrous SNL music performance? It was so
I fast-forwarded through
horrible. I was cringing.
No, I haven't seen that. I gotta look that up.
It was really awesome. Because
I like his stuff. Got some really good beats.
I just, I don't get the shouting. The other thing I don't get is Crazy Rich Asians. So,
wow.
I still gotta see that.
Gonna pivot. No, so some of my coworkers were talking about Crazy Rich Asians. Like, it's so good. You gotta see it. It was funny. And it was kind of funny, but I just didn't, like, understand the conflict. I'm like, what's the issue here? So, spoiler alert, like, so it's really, really sad because, like, she's in love with a hot guy and he's in love with her and he wants to marry her.
That's so sad, you're right.
And
totally
it's
sad.
So sad. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, there's no, yeah, the mom's a bitch and whatever, but gotta love Michelle Yeoh.
Is it cultural or is it status or
it's
what?
All
the
of
conflict,
that. It's
the
all
conflict,
of that, yeah.
Right? The conflict between the two.
I think you have to have had, because some of my coworkers were like, yeah, I totally get it, and I thought it was great, and I was crying, and I was like, you were crying? And I was like, I was not moved at all. Like, it was entertaining. I'm really glad
but
it was
again,
like
you
a,
don't have a heart, so.
It was like a pro-Asian movie. I was all about that, but I'm like, I don't know.
But were you?
She's just like, I don't know. There's no issue here. You're still going to marry her even, I don't know. I didn't get it. And the same thing with Love, Simon. I'm like, this is really, really
cute.
I
love Love, Simon.
Like, I love that we're talking about this, that it's a movie about him coming out. But also, spoiler alert, like, the central issue was, like, he was mad because someone, like, forced him out of the closet. But then he was like, you have to meet me at this time. So then he, like, forced that other guy out of the closet who was super hot. I was rooting for it to be that guy the whole time. Even when he was kissing that girl, I'm like, it's okay. It's a mistake. He didn't mean it.
Patrick's real life.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen Love,
Crazy
Simon?
Rich, no, Crazy Rich Asians. Yeah. I haven't seen that, but if you guys haven't seen the Ali Wong Netflix special, Always Be My Maybe. Very cute movie.
I haven't heard of it.
Ali Wong, of course, is super funny, very talented, and she's great. Believe it or not, she's a great actress, too. Yes, it's really good. Check it out, guys.
No, just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She makes it very successful. Her high school, I guess, crush. They dated high school, college, and stuff. And then he kind of stays behind in his, like, rocker band type thing. She wants to move forward, becomes a very successful chef and restaurant.
Tour.
You know, owner and everything, and they come back. She comes back to San Francisco. They meet up and they kind of rekindle their love. And it's good. You guys gotta see it.
Well, one thing we did do today that was not eating is we saw Hasan Minhaj's special. He's really, really cute. It was really funny. Thought there were too many, like, serious, sad, emotional moments, but he
like did a perfect timing though. Like,
it was good though.
He
it
like
was very
gave
good.
Gave his like personal take that was a little emotional, but then he went right into funny right away.
Yeah.
So
very
he didn't
talented.
Like lull in it.
In other words, it sucked. Don't watch it. No, when you're that pretty, you don't have to be funny all the time.
First time me seeing, just when I would scroll through Netflix, I would just kind of see his little icon there and just would never click it though.
You're like, oh,
who's the other one? Wanda?
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes, same thing. I just always pass her up. But I got a little taste of it the other night. Thomas played a little skit portion of it, and I think I'm going to give her a shot. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think
she's
it was...
great.
Yeah, but I think it was just kind of fucked up though. We had a couple of different fucked up situations happen today on our last day. One of them was the fact that our hotel room was not clean. And so we came back to the hotel.
Oh, Jenga.
Yeah. So we came back to the
hotel.
He's like, hold
up. We're just getting all these thoughts, yes.
Just like, so, don't forget about Jenga's all the time.
So we came back to the hotel after going to Cracker Barrel. And so we thought that was, I mean, we were gone for like an hour at least.
At least
an hour. And then, so we're thinking, okay, you do your job, like, you know, go clean up our mess, and then we can come back.
That was
and
the arrangement, clean up the cum again.
Yeah, seriously. But, okay, time out. Somebody opened up my shampoo little thing and tilted it, and a lot of the shampoo came out.
What?
And, yes, I don't know which one of you two did it.
No, I saw it on the side when I got in there, and I fixed
it. I don't
want
to borrow that.
So it was totally Steve.
Okay.
All right. You were very drunk, so maybe it was you.
All right. So,
I did it.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck Thomas. I'm pouring out a shampoo. He made fun of me for breaking the shampoo thing. He's going to regret that.
Which I did. And I'm okay with that. But anyways, so we ended up... So we were hoping that the room was going to be ready by the time we got back.
Yes.
But the room was not fucking ready. And so I had to use the restroom. That's a side story. But I had to use the restroom. So I said, I'm going to go to the restroom in the lobby. And then you guys go up and let me know if the room is ready. And then they texted back and said, well, I was in the bathroom. And they texted back and said, oh, no, we're next. It'll be 30 more minutes or whatever. I'm like, cool.
It was a guesstimate, right?
Yeah, cool. They came back down. When they came back down, we had some fun. And then we went back up again. And when we went back up again, this housekeeping person was only speaking in Spanish. Okay. Hashtag Trump alert. So I was only speaking Spanish, and what did she tell you? Like, I didn't understand what she was speaking.
She literally said, oh my God, I forgot. And so she's like, did you guys need, like, you know, towels? And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
How about, do you mind doing that?
Like, no, we don't need towels.
We're fine. Don't even we'll go
just, I mean, just do
hands.
The towels and the beds. That's it. We didn't ask for anything else. And she's like, okay, right away. And Thomas, of course, you know how to say his racial slurs, and then we sat down and we kind of waited, and
said
thankfully it was just 15-20 minutes, and the place was nice.
Yeah, it was okay, but it's just like, she was literally next door to our fucking hotel room, and she's how do you forget, like, that's your job. Somebody comes out of the room and says, oh yeah, we're ready to go. Go ahead and clean the room.
Well, she specifically asked, do you guys want service?
Yes. Specifically,
like,
yes.
Yes. And then we go downstairs to let them do it. And then we come back up like an hour later and she's like, oh my God, No sé.
Send me over the
room. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think
this goes back to why when Steve did his whole high-pitched voice for why this hotel was, like, not the best.
He tried to warn us.
It's so good. They have a lot of Spanish people over there.
Don't mind the cleaning staff.
It's all right. Oh, my God.
We should always talk like that.
Guys. Oh, my God. When we went downstairs, we tried to entertain ourselves. So, of course, we listened to our previous podcast to get some inspiration.
You are so talented.
Can we keep that in our back pocket for a little while? That we are listening to ourselves for entertainment. Like,
it's not for entertainment. We just want to make sure we don't repeat topics.
Quality control.
Yeah.
You're right.
Is there anything that slipped through that shouldn't have? Like, did Thomas make an offensive joke again? Do we need to edit that out? Just throw out the whole podcast, start again.
Any copyright infringement?
Yeah.
You know,
there was some issues there.
Yeah, but... Yeah, okay.
To keep it going, we just decided to also play some Jenga.
Oh my god, amazing.
That was intense.
It was like real life Jenga though. It wasn't like the kid Jenga.
Yes,
those are like full bricks.
Yes, it was a huge set of Jenga.
I was injured.
towards the end of the game, right when we knew it was like any second it was going to topple over.
Well, we said that for like 20 minutes. Like, this time.
No, we did not say it. Steve was saying it. From the jump.
I was
like,
it.
it's impossible. I cannot go up there. And then he goes, he gets one of the little Jenga cubes, he puts it at the top, and he's just like, okay. And he's good because it's not going to break on him. And then we take our turns, and it's his turn. He's like, oh, no, I can't do that. Like, it's impossible.
He's like, skip
it's
turn.
Impossible. I can't, no, I can't. And then he starts getting all hot and bothered.
It's just
like,
oh, my God, it was scary. It's just a game, was going to fall over.
No, seriously.
And it did. It fell on me. I gotta save my squad. They're good friends. They're like, look out, it's fine. Look out, you fool. So they were a little hurtful in their shouts, but they did warn me it was coming down.
It was you that broke it.
It was me, yeah. Okay. I was like, just don't let it be me after like losing so badly at, which we weren't keeping score, at mini golf. Even though I was the only one to score a hole-in-one, just bring that up again, DJ Patrick. But I was like, please don't be the one to drop this. Yeah. And I was.
But it was just funny though, because like,
hey.
It was just funny because Steve was the one that sabotaged himself. Because we were Patrick and I were like doing it like, you put like two stable like blocks and then you put two more blocks on it.
Yeah.
And Steve's like, fuck it. Do single block, single block. And then it just,
like, what can we do after that? We had to continue.
Seriously. And he's the one that fucking like messed me up. It was embarrassing for him. It was so embarrassing for him.
But we should talk about, there was a strange presence as we were playing
Jenga. Oh, and
I was wondering if we should bring that up.
No, we should bring that up.
Definitely bring that up.
I still don't get it. I still do not get it.
So there was like this woman in a wheelchair who was in and out of sleep.
She was hardcore knocked out when we got there.
But she was watching, like, we would play and I would turn around, she was watching us.
After she woke up.
Not immediately. But we saw her earlier, like sitting in her doorway to her hotel, and it was like right out of like, what was that movie with the banjos and the molestation? Like the No one knows that one? Okay. Podcast viewers will be like, I know what you're talking about. I'm sorry your squad is so lame. Thank you for feeling my pain.
Wow. Molestation and cupcakes?
What yeah, you know the thing with, I don't remember. Mm. Oh, hi.
Wow.
So we have background music this time.
I know.
Okay.
Very loud.
Wasn't my first choice, but
yeah, seriously.
That's not no, but it was creepy, this like weird ass. So we didn't want to like play Jenga at first. Because
she was like right there where the table, you know, where the game was at. So
we went to play pool for a second, but that didn't work out.
It didn't happen.
And so I pushed the group to play Jenga. True or false?
False.
Just like I pushed the group to play mini golf.
I mean, it was your idea.
Yeah,
I don't know if you pushed.
I got pushed a little bit, but anyways, I thought we were going to have a good time playing Jenga, and we had a good time playing Jenga, so.
It was fun. We went
for
a long
time. It was intense. It was towards the end.
I love how freaked out you were.
I was sweating, literally. I was.
He was trying to skip.
Crazy.
We're like, no, if you drop it, then you need to be the one who drops it. Mostly, I just wanted to not be the one who dropped it.
And you're the one who dropped it.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yes.
Our little guys went down.
But hey, that was fun. Then what we did, went back to the room. Oh my God, it felt so good. Back in the air conditioned room. It was
filled
nice.
With smoke.
Once Maria finally did we fucking mention? Cleaned it.
Wow. We'll edit this out later. In case anyone runs for office.
Did we mention previously that we brought the little Bose stereo system back to the apartment?
Okay.
It was nice. Definitely brought that back in. Playing music. Actually, that's when we saw that Assad guy or whatever his name is.
And Hassan Minhaj.
Oh, there you go.
And yes, we're going to edit this part out as well because that was disrespectful to his culture.
Yes, Maria.
That was her name. I saw her fucking name tag.
She had a name tag.
And it was Maria. And it had the little enye over the eye. So
that doesn't make any sense.
Over the eye.
I'm just picturing like in 20 years, like Thomas is like, now's a good time to run for president. And like this podcast is unearthed. And like, there's an MSNBC story about it, and he has to go and apologize. He has to pull a Mayor Pete. I made a mistake. I don't believe those things. I believe there is honor in all work, and even if Maria doesn't clean my room when she's fucking supposed to, I am still qualified to be your president. This is what I foresee. I was thinking about this earlier. I'm like, this could go really awry. This gets into the wrong hands later. Not for me. So, I haven't said anything racist.
Oh my god. You say, right before we even started, like, you were saying so many racist things, and you're like, is this, you
didn't turn it on, right?
It's off, right? And like, you fucking racist bastard. So don't try to paint me with the racist stick.
So great music, great relaxing time. It was nice. Before we decided to come out this way again, we were considering. We tried this one pizza spot.
Do I want another glass?
Yes, you do.
Honestly, girls, I think I do.
Yes.
Okay, sis. Okay.
This drink is the tea, hunty.
And you have not said your.
And
name
I still
want to
try
it.
I want to try one.
Oh, give it a
try. I know. I mean, I didn't even share my malt with you.
Is it gone?
Oh my god, you ate the whole fucking malt?
Oh my god. I'm sorry.
We were fat shaming Thomas earlier, but should have reserved my judgment.
Skinny
speaking
pizza.
Of, we decided to come get some pizza.
Okay.
So it's like right next door to Sparky's nightclub or pub or Sparky's, you know, whatever. And it was called Pups.
Pubs pizza. We thought it was Pubs, but it's Pubs.
Yeah, so they sell by the slice, big what old giant this? Slices. And oh my god, it was good, right? Yeah. We just had a pepperoni, you know, somebody had two slices.
Well, it was funny because like we were like ordering our pizza, we sat down, Tom was like, I'll go to the bathroom, I'll be right back. And Steve and I were like, this bitch has two slices. We have one each. And then he comes back, he's like, what? Is this two slices? We're like, uh-huh. How did this? I never ordered two slices. We're like, yes, you did.
I literally thought you guys both ordered two slices, which is why I ordered two slices. But the slice was really big, and I just thought they didn't cut it in half. That's what I thought it was. And then as I was eating the first slice, I was like, oh my god, this is so good.
It is.
And
really
I'm like,
good.
What? Oh my god, I see pepperoni under this wax paper. And so I revealed it. I pulled it off. I'm like, oh my god, there's another slice.
He pretended to be surprised. Oh my god, both slices that I ordered are here. Wow.
Midway on the second piece.
Where is this coming from? It's so unexpected.
Oh, but it was good, guys.
It was really good.
Oh my god, I was all greasy. The cheese.
Both
the
slices were excellent.
It was hot. Like it so was. Good. It was already in the display case, but when we had the slices, it was really hot. It was really tasty.
Well, to be honest with you, the second slice was better than the first one. To be honest.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because it was the second
one. He's throwing in her face that we didn't get a second one. Well, we talked about it, but I was like, this is so thick. I'll never get a buzz if I drink this. Podcast is going to be lame.
Yes, we
see
were
the sacrifices
split.
We
were
going to
split another just to make this podcast between Patrick and I. But
seriously. And then we didn't. But Steve got all cut up with that malt that he didn't share.
Oh my god, this malt was so good.
It looks really good.
I'm sorry, you guys didn't even get malt. A taste.
I didn't even notice that you
not
drank
even
it all.
A drop.
Literally.
Sorry.
I can't believe our waiter hasn't come back.
I know. It's too expensive, though.
I'm less and less really in love with him by the second.
You know what I want? Tater tots. Oh, wouldn't that be good?
That's specific. Oh, my God. That guy's wearing
tater
my same
top. Not fries. Tater tots. It's inverse. Inverse. Right?
Yes.
Inversey. Gray. White.
Oh. Yes. Oh that's, okay, that's the top I'm wearing tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. No one saw me. I don't know who that is.
Ah, you guys, my buddies are leaving.
But this is their first three-nighter.
Yes,
this is
good.
The first three-nighter.
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty cool.
Well, the difference between this one and the last one was the fact that, and we were talking about it earlier, is the fact that we actually got a hotel room this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we actually spent time in the hotel room.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what we brought up. Previously, it was my apartment.
Hi, survey.
We were hanging out there, but instead of hanging out at the apartment, we were just out and about. All over town. Uber's here, Uber's there.
We still
eating,
did that,
walking. But... Yeah, we still did that, but kind of felt like
it
was.
We knew we had a home base to go to,
yes,
to like just
yes,
chill out.
You know, eat and then alcohol and then eat.
We're getting really alcohol. Predictable.
Yeah. Yeah. So, not we made it out this way. We thought we were really considering the Sparky's.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, what's that? Yeah, so we were looking at trying Sparky's. We walked in, but it was a little too loud. And then it was kind of...
And super dark.
Danky outside, so we didn't want to kind of go in.
Yeah, it was very smoky.
You know what? Let's go back to Luther's. I think the recording went well last night. Do you agree?
There was a loud-ass woman shouting at the top of her lungs.
At Sparky's?
No.
What was that place called? Knockout.
Next to Pups.
Yeah, it's called Knockout.
What is it called? Knockout.
So I have a question for the audience. I was having a private conversation with Steve that I would like to share with everyone publicly. Steve was talking about listening to the podcast. He feels like he really emphasizes his S's. Yes, you do.
Wow.
You need to wrap it up.
Let's hear your comments, guys.
So I would just like to hear from... Well, I don't know how we're going to get feedback, but someone tell me... Wait, okay, that's a red light.
Can they leave comments on the podcast?
The one who said he wanted to do a collab with us. That was Nervous Little Bean. He was a closeted gay Mormon actor on the autism spectrum. So it's a very long description. But he seemed very sweet. So I commented on his thing and I said we wanted to collab with him, and I didn't hear back, and I think it's because we're too vapid and we like shoes too much. But the invitation is still out there. We are 50-year-old queens and we would love to help out the kids. Wow. Talk you through some of the tough times. We've been through all of that. He posted his podcast on YouTube and I commented on his podcast and that's where I got a response.
Okay.
So unless we're like cross-posting to YouTube or whatever, like seriously?
In other words, no comment section.
I don't know.
Okay, just curious.
I don't know.
Just curious to see what people think.
I don't know that you do your S's like that, but
I don't think you do, which is why I'm joking so much about it.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna pay attention to it, and I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me.
He will let you
know. Yes. Mr. Critical will let me know.
Yes. Mr. Truthful will let you know. Yes.
Oh, she got like duct tape holding
her car taped together.
Front grill up on her car. But, ooh, is that a Tesla?
No.
No.
I mean, I'm not sure what that is. It's a Lincoln MKZ.
Oh, okay. Yes, Patrick loves his car. He knows them all. Just ask him anything about it.
I don't know anything about trees, though. Whole trip, I'm like, these trees are beautiful. Hey, there's tons of them. What are they?
I want to say they are freaking oaks.
And Thomas is like, these are not oaks. Like, with a lot of S. He talks like that. I don't know if you noticed.
Wow. I don't appreciate that.
Desperate for another drink. Come back soon. I'm going to go pour it myself.
But oh my god, you guys, don't tater tots sound good?
Not really.
Right now with some ketchup, mustard.
I want a
hot dog.
My god, you're moving from tater tots.
You're all over the place.
I know, you just had like a full shake on your
ass. You guys know I am cheating on my keto diet, so yes, I'm desperately wanting carbs all over the place.
Here's an idea, put the guitar away.
Yes, come and
service us. Bring our next drink order.
Please service us.
Oh, he's gonna say.
Oh no! Okay.
Oh my gosh, he is done.
So when he said I'm really busy, what he meant was I'm with cooler
bitches.
Friends.
Don't count. Yeah.
So he's not getting a tip.
What the hell? I mean, I know it's some kind of spread, but I know they ain't paying no extra. So we need some service.
We don't know that.
And do you really need? No. Do you really need a guitar for happy birthday?
Oh my gosh, she turned around when I said that. She's like, yes, you skate. Sorry, your birthday sucked. Actually, it didn't because we're going to Vegas for Thomas's 50th.
For our live stream extravaganza.
We were planning it out today. We have some ideas on the table.
Oh my god, I haven't been to Vegas in like close to 20 years.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I want to say it was early 2000s.
I'm not old enough to count
before
in those
I went
terms.
That way, yeah. But it'll be fun to go. One of my coworkers, she practically lives there. She does all sorts of shows, and she just went a week or two ago, and pretty interesting what they got over there.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Vegas is fun.
We gotta do a show. No baths, Thomas, sorry.
I prefer showers myself. Something about, like, I know that's not what you meant, but, like, something about, like, the bottom, laying in that, and, like, the, I don't know, just, like, a bath. One of my coworkers says she takes baths, and I'm like, I don't know. It grosses me out just to think about. One of my friends was like, oh, Americans, this and that. I'm like, bitch, you're an American, and you've never left the country, so no more American jokes for you. Thanks.
Wow. I hate baths. Ugh. Yeah. Just sitting in all that hot water, like, ew.
If it's like a standalone thing, even, so, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Just give me a shower. I'll control the temperature. If I need to step away, you know, out of the stream.
Oh wow, look at that. So before we go any farther, I've been waiting for 3 days to talk about my sponsor. This podcast, this whole series is brought to you by Fair Financial Services. I got my car through Fair. It's for millennials. No, it's not. But it's like you don't, it's like a lease, but you make a down payment and then you keep the car as long as you want. And since both Thomas and Steve are terrible drivers and have crashed their cars, they're both interested in...
Wow. Way too soon. And,
here he is.
Oh,
did you?
Yeah.
I know, but you neglected us the entire time.
I had like 20 tickets to take care of.
Oh, no, wow. Don't worry, bud. Do you mind getting that Shiner back? That order, please.
Oh, and before you go, hold on. I needed... two things. That and we'd like a song too.
All
right,
and one of them's on the house.
Did you say
I bet? Thank you, sir.
One of them's on the house, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
I knew he loved
me
back.
And it's mine because I'm poor.
Help me, I'm poor.
Yay.
But it's mine because he was looking at me when he said that.
Because I'm like, the Shiner box. I asked you a day ago.
Oh,
like,
that's true. You never totally got anything.
Did.
Oh, that's true.
Did.
I guess you get the free one. But anyway, so I reach out to Fair. I'm like, hey, what's my referral code? Because, like, all my queen friends want to sign up, and I don't know my code.
Hook them up.
And they're like, oh, we sent you an email 6 months ago. You don't have it? I'm like, no, that's why I'm emailing you. What is it? So they're like, we'll see if we can find it. So I'm like, okay, we're probably not going to get our $100 off. So I'm sorry, friends. I'm sorry if we lose our sponsorship.
No, they did say you were going to get one. So hopefully I'm looking forward to it.
So we'll see. Yes. I will keep you posted.
Yes.
Thank you, Fair, for sponsoring these podcasts.
Well, we actually just got a new sponsorship. It was San Antonio Floors and More. And,
of course.
They were very, very excited about giving us a
sponsorship. Oh, what was I fucking saying before?
It was. I got like some cupcakes. I have like extra ones.
Yes.
Have cupcakes on your face.
Thank you.
That's by design.
Awesome. Sure, what the hell. Thank you, sir.
Oh, it has a penis on it.
Oh, nice. I thought those are candles.
I can't get it out.
You can't get the penis out, Steve.
I'm sorry.
Stop lying.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. He just grabs the penis, not the cupcake.
Thank you.
Grab it by the
penis. Thank you very much.
How old are you?
18.
Congrats.
You're 18. I also cannot get it out. This is really
nice.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That is so cute.
Oh my God, I'm getting so
what a
fat.
Sweet.
All the weight I lost.
You're adorable,
back
but you're also the reason
days.
We had to wait 2 hours for our drinks.
Seriously. Okay, so the fact that you guys made fun of me for having two slices of pizza. You guys have had a strawberry fucking malt.
I didn't have that.
Two cupcakes.
I have not had any cupcake yet. Okay, when we were in the Uber, we were talking about, let's make sure we talk about our sponsor tonight. It's been 3 nights. And, like, there was this rando thing that was like, what was it? San Antonio Dentist. And all it said was
No, it was. It just said dentist on it. So literally it said dentist. And then it said, like, insurance. Auto insurance. It's like, man, San Antonio is not very creative when it comes to, like...
I need to get a photo of this cupcake.
Oh, my goodness.
No, we were like, who is this for? So we were joking about, like, are you a hooker and got punched in the face? Come to San Antonio Dentist. We'll make you right.
Yeah.
So it was funnier at the time. I guess it's not working right now. But just hoping to like recapture the magic.
Yeah.
And
we're really distracted.
It's not happening.
Yeah, we're very distracted.
Oh, that kiddo was so cute. He said he was only 18 or 19.
So cute.
I'm like, are you allowed to be in here?
No, what's good?
This is a full service bar, hunty.
Oh my God! So the tip of your cock is now red. Cute. I don't think that's... I think that means you have something, to be honest with you.
I think he gave me an STD penis. That's so shame. It's bleeding. He's so young.
Yeah, it's bleeding. So that's weird.
Just turned 18. Already has red dick.
And they're making you drink red.
All right, thank you.
Oh, nice, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Look, we got in some of that action.
No, they didn't even give me one. Hey.
I'm like, where's the guitar?
See? You know who he reminds me of? It's this Hasan Minhaj.
Yeah, kind of.
A little bit. Oh,
he's got his little goofy look to him, yeah. So I was, like, not joking. I did want to have a song. But that's funny because what was that you, Steve? You're like, you know, they're not paying any extra. I'm like, I don't know that they were.
So, the group next to us is celebrating a birthday, and this guy made cupcakes with a cardboard penis on top of it.
Is it cardboard?
Don't
yes.
touch my dick.
Sorry. I just flicked it a little bit.
Frosting, absolutely delicious.
Stop licking my dick.
Love it. Love it. Excellent stuff. Frosting is great.
So excited about this one.
Yummy. Yeah, I know. And,
So I hated him, then I loved him, then I hated him again, and now I love him again.
I know.
That was such a sweet
apology. Right? He's like, let's do it, stop.
He came running over here.
Yes, he did. So that was nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Francisco.
Like, the podcast has stopped recording an hour ago. This is all a practice run. Remember everything you said, because we're going to do it again.
Seriously.
I hope you guys are having a good night. Looks like we're about to close down for the evening.
Oh, is that Joey?
Yeah.
It was great. Oh, he got to stop by. Oh. Should we wait for Joey? Having to come give another outro before
he
leaves?
He is clocked out.
No, come back.
Okay, but when Francisco comes back, I want to get like...
You want him to do a little outro thingy before we close up?
Do a what?
Okay, a little outro, like, hey, you know.
But then again, knowing him, it's going to be like 20 minutes.
Yes, seriously. And he won't be back for another hour, so...
He's like, you know what? Cupcakes are on me, guys. Cupcakes on me. DJ Patrick, free cupcakes.
Want to taste the frosting?
Ooh, it's yummy.
I don't like sweets.
Oh, I forgot. I always forget about that.
Here's his accent. Yeah.
This Chardonnay is very good.
Can I taste?
Yeah. Before it's gone.
Yeah. Ooh, it smells good.
It's going quick.
Ooh, yeah. That's tasty.
That was really strange. He brought out the bottles. Like, do you want this one? Not the bottle.
This is the only one we have. So I'm like, do you want this one?
I guess I do. Why is it dirty? There's something on this.
It's just been like sitting there forever. And you're the first person to order.
Yeah. I'm glad I could bring some class to this establishment.
Yeah. So, how about we give Francisco just a couple of minutes if he doesn't show up? Or, like, gonna go ahead and call it a night, I think.
All right, director. Yeah. Well, while we wait, I have a question for you guys. So, we had a work event. Oh, look, shirtless guy, amazing body, short shorts.
Like,
him.
I saw
Everybody
a couple
here
of people.
Is shirtless.
Yeah, I saw a couple of people like in bikinis.
Yeah.
It was like a couple of bikinis. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're here to sing for our viewers?
Nice. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, wait, what is it? Just radio?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. So
we're
going to
play a song, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm going to play you some of a song. Right?
Okay, let's hear it. Everybody, this
heard
is
of,
Francisco.
You ever heard of Chris Isaac?
Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I just learned it the other day. I don't know how to sing. That's the thing.
Okay, we'll be the judge.
Let's hear it, guys.
Yep, here we go.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay. Nice. Let's hear it.
What was on fire? It's strange what desire make a wish be heard. I never dreamed that I need somebody like you. I never dreamed that I need somebody like you. No, no, no.
appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys, if you want to introduce yourself.
Yeah, but Francisco. The waiter. Thank you, the waiter.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know what? And I just learned how to sing and play at the same time.
It's hard.
It was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, I would have to sleep it off because, like, it's too much brain at once.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, I got a little bit better.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thank you so much. You know? Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yay. Yes, sir. Awesome. Hey, have a good night.
Yeah, appreciate it. Well, I'm going to be here.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, full attention now. That's just us, no one else.
Awesome, guys. That was Francisco. Yes.
He was an okay singer, but it was so charming. No, it's true because I play the piano. I've always wanted to like sing and play. It is so hard. I can't do it.
Patrick's really talented, guys.
Oh my god, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'll pay later for saying that, like I asked.
All right, guys. I think we're going to go ahead and sign off for this evening.
Well, great time. This evening for a while.
Yeah, for a while. And just a few months. That's it. Just a few months. Yeah?
Yeah.
But it seems like it was just yesterday that we just did our first recording ever.
That's right.
Really?
I mean, yeah. It's really cool. So if there's any way for you guys to leave comments, please do so. If not,
unless they're not nice, then we don't want to hear it. Save it. Seriously.
You guys, thank you again for tuning in to our podcast this evening.
Podcast, not podcast.
Did I say pad?
You said podcast.
A podcast. Sorry, you guys. Thank you again. Hopefully, you guys have a great night. I'm Steve.
I'm Thomas.
Yep.
I'm DJ Patrick. We've been three gay guys.
Two states.
One podcast.
Awesome, guys. Bye.
Bye.